brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I am so excited and so focused on this Obama film, The Obama Deception. There I've announced the official name, that I'm torn. I want to spend time with my family, but I know my family has no future if I don't stay up here and work hard. We worked till 3 in the morning on Saturday. We worked till midnight last night. And here I am back live on the radio right now, and I'm even debating whether I should go home today for dinner to see my family and come back, or if I should just stay here, because I have set the deadline, because time is of the essence, to release the Obama deception at PrisonPlanet.tv and on DVD on the 15th of March, 2009, or about what? We're talking 28 days and then 4 days. So we're talking 32 days with 15 on it. So we're talking about less than 50 days to get this documentary done. And for months we've been preparing the research, the footage, the clips, and doing interviews, man on the street. We got the interview with KRS-One. That'll definitely be in there. Webster Tarpley, economist, other folks. And I see these silly comments on Infowars.com, but I only address this to show the lack of reality, the lack of being, you know, connected to reality. People are like, why didn't you release this film before he was elected? Well, I mean, it takes even a big organization months and months and months to make a documentary. We're a small organization, and I wear all these other dual hats. Plus, we didn't know until about 6 months ago, I figured it out by Bilderberg, 2008, that he was the heir apparent. And still, we have to let his agenda take shape. You know, if I would have made a Barack Obama film before the election, people would have been, well, what's your proof he's going to do all of this? No, now he's in office. Now everything we said he was going to do, he's doing. And so we have all the evidence, all the material. And this is not going to be a film about, you know, his real name or the fact that he's from Indonesia or the fact that he's may not be a proper, you know, full-blown U.S. citizen eligible to be president. We're not going to get into, all the weathermen and terrorists and people. We're going to get into all the corrupt money launderers and scam artists that are in his administration. We're going to get into how they're a bunch of Chicago thugs. But that's a very small part of the film. We come out in the film and attack George Bush. This is meant to shatter left-right paradigms, not put people tighter in their left-right labels. The establishment, you know, plays Limbaugh off against Obama, Obama off against Limbaugh to reaffirm the two wings of the same bird of prey that's feeding on us, this carrion bird. That seeks to create a devastation of rotten flesh in society so it can feed and feed and feed. Now, we get into who his advisors are, how they're globalist, how he calls for a new world order, how they're all calling for world government, what world government means, the Bilderberg Group setting up the banking implosion, exactly what they're doing with the whole financial mess. So really, it's a Barack Obama / financial implosion report and how we're at the same crossroads we were in 1913 when the private bankers took over the U.S. and created their income tax to pay themselves. Not one red cent of the income tax goes around the country. All goes to interest to the foreign banks. How we're now at Federal Reserve 2.0. This is now the final world government where openly the private banks will openly, you'll pay your taxes to them, your new carbon taxes, and they're setting up that body right now. And so we get into that. We get into the youth brigades, the gun confiscation, how they plan to implode the economy so government can be the savior. This is the film we need. Exposing Obama, exposing the Republicans working with him, exposing the banker looting and hijacking of our country, the banker coup, the Obama deception.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
You know that there's treason going on. You can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look at the size of that thing. Cut the chatter. Accelerate to attack speed. Lock your X-foils. In position. We're going in. We're going in full throttle. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take on Barack Obama at the peak of his power. Just like I took on George Bush at the peak of his power after they staged the 9/11 attacks. Before they launched the attacks, I took them on the attacks. I said, call the White House, tell them, don't stage the terror attack. And we even named the World Trade Center as their probable target and Osama bin Laden as their fall guy, as their patsy. And I'm telling you now that it is even worse than Webster Tarpley has said. He was absolutely right about everything he laid out. And you know, I don't always see things coming. I did see that Obama was their heir apparent by Bilderberg last year, but I just couldn't imagine a messianic type Hitler or Stalin of the 30s and 40s and 50s, a Mao Zedong of the 50s and 60s. But they're actually doing it. They're setting it up. And we realize here in this office this is a very serious undertaking. That's why we're so committed with the Obama deception. And that's why I'm asking everybody in the alternative media to support this film, and I'm asking you, the listeners, to get the word out about this documentary, because it will lay out the real agenda of Obama and why he's so dangerous. And it will do it in the one way that will actually damage their New World Order operation, and that is shattering the left-right paradigm. If you attack Obama from a right-wing position, it only strengthens him, because the right-wing attacks and positions are not based in reality predominantly. And they continue to pose as if the Republican Party is the answer to Obama, when both of those parties are working in tandem. And most Americans in major polls understand that. Congress still has a 9% approval rating. The people are just being fooled, at least a large portion of the public, by Obama thinking he's an outsider, not knowing his pedigree, not knowing his policies, not knowing who his real advisors are. And they're being fooled by the little stunt of him saying they'll look at closing Guantanamo sometime in a year, when they're announcing that they're only going to have new camps and indefinite detention here in the United States. And did you notice that right on time, two former Gitmo detainees pop up in these highly produced little clips saying they're with Al-Qaeda and they're going to get us, right when they're talking about shutting down Guantanamo? I mean, that is completely staged. People said, well, what's Guantanamo for? They don't have real terrorists there. It's there to get fake confessions, and it's there to recruit operatives who will then go out and play the part of terrorists for the New World Order. So, I mean, that is so easy to read. But for a half-awake public that just kind of, you know, walks by the TV set while that's on, they think, oh, look, they let them out of Guantanamo, and now they're top Al-Qaeda commanders. These two latest guys, they dropped off in Saudi Arabia 2 years ago after three-plus years in Gitmo, and they just pop up as Al-Qaeda operatives. I mean, give me a break, ladies and gentlemen. It's just like the supposed hijackers trained at U.S. military bases. And then when they leave the country to go spy on real Muslim terror groups, and the embassies won't let them back into the U.S., they tell them, look, they're CIA, let them in. But bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, the Obama deception trailer is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. In hindsight, I mean, we show in the trailer that it's bipartisan, that the Republicans and Democrats are working together. But I don't think it's clear enough for some of the Obamanoid supporters, because they're in the comment pages on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I want to go over some of these comments later in the hour, quote, doing debunking. And they're saying, oh, this is just more right-wing conspiracies, you know, like they did for 8 years with Clinton. You know, Alex is just a racist. They're saying the same thing in the YouTube comments. It's the minority of people. And folks are countering them, saying, look, Alex Jones went after Bush. He was right about that agenda. And you know, this is transcending the left-right paradigm. But I wanted to go over one guy in there, and we did check his IP addresses. It's the same guy, who's posting as multiple people having conversations with himself going, yes, I support the earlier poster. He's right. Now I'm wise to Alex. I was a fan, but now I'm not. And it's the same guy. It's the same person in there in engaging in deception. So that's probably a government disinfo operative. And being able to look at these IP addresses is very, very helpful to we're just so busy, we usually don't have time to track and trace and see what these people are doing. Half the time, they're open military. They put their public handle on. You link to their handle on MySpace or Facebook, and they're in the military. They're in PSYOPs, and they're so proud of themselves that they admit they're engaged in propaganda. But this individual and individuals are saying, Barack Obama was against the bailout. He was against Paulson's bailout. Alex is taking this out of context where he's endorsing the bailout, which just isn't true, but they're counting on the public being dumb. Of course he was for it. Alex is lying. Martial law wasn't threatened. He's just saying that. Or Dennis Kucinich wasn't really mad at Kashkari. Alex is taking that out of context. Well, you know, we watched the entire five-hour hearing. I played lengthy clips of it on the show 2 months ago. And, both parties are there attacking Kashkari, saying, where's the money? Why is it secret? Representative Cummings from Maryland says, I only voted for this because Obama told me to and said it was good, but now it's a bait and switch. And then this guy's on the comment section going, Kucinich likes Kashkari. He said thank you to him 4 times. Yeah, he's real sarcastic. He goes, I just really want to thank you for being here. And I want you to know We're going to be investigating you and watching you, so thank you so much. The guy's like, oh, look, he's thankful. You know, this is out of context in the trailer. And so seeing that, there's no way this person is in there really being reasonable, really trying to counter and debunk. And then, sure enough, you go check the IP. He's then commenting under himself, going, I agree with the earlier commenter. Absolutely, I used to like Alex, but now I've caught him in the lie about Obama. And then they go on to say, there's no youth brigades. That's not going on. It's Peace Corps. It's soup kitchens. So see how that works? As I told you in the last few weeks, they come out and go, we need national soup kitchens. We need you to volunteer. So now when we say we don't want 18 to 24, 18 to 25, as Rahm Emanuel has said, as change.gov has said, as Obama has said, on record, on TV, you know, their faces moving, their mouths moving, their counter will be what you're against soup kitchens, just exactly as I said. This is elementary psychological warfare. We're like, no, we're not talking about the PR front of this. We're talking about the reality of what's been proposed. And it's just no. There's no proposal for domestic military force. That it's not true. Lies! I've caught you! With no proof. So, man, that only stokes me more. Because you guys in the government think, and these PR firms, think that you can fool our listeners and our readers. You think you can fool them when all they do is study your tactics? You think you can fool me? You think you can create some buzz against my film before anybody's even seen it with lies and disinformation? And you think it is daunting to us? Can you imagine going on air 2 months before 9/11 and saying the White House is going to blow up the World Trade Center, call the White House, here's their number, and tell them don't do it, and having affiliate after affiliate turn me off? And to have Ted Anderson come in and go, you know, we never told you what to say or do, but you've already lost half your affiliates. This is by 9/11. Do you want to lose the rest? I'm just letting you know the stations are calling. And I said, yeah, I'm going to continue. And they said, okay, we back you. And I lost two-thirds or more of my affiliates. Now, we gained them back and then some over the years. But, you know, I'm ready to go to prison. I'm ready to be set up. I'm ready to be killed if they kill me. I don't want that to happen. I pray to God that doesn't happen. My work can continue. I'm ready to be slandered in the media. I'm ready to be punched in the nose. It's happened before. I'm ready for any lie to be told about me. And I'm sure it's going to happen, folks, because this is the big one. They're making their big move here. They didn't know how dangerous we were to their New World Order back when I went after Bush and Clinton. I was a lot smaller then, still substantive. Now we are a real force, ladies and gentlemen, because of you out there spreading the word. And I'm telling you, I'm committed. I'm going in against the Death Star in the info war, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going in full throttle, and you're the deus ex out there. Here's the analogy. You're the deus ex. I don't know if I'm going to make it down the trench to fire my photon torpedoes, the Obama deception, down the exhaust port. And I probably won't if you, the listeners, who are the Millennium Falcon, don't come in at the last minute when I'm about to get blasted and you don't watch my tail. There's no way we're making it down this trench. There's no way I'm firing these torpedoes down the exhaust port unless you back me. And ladies and gentlemen, it isn't just going to be Alex Jones firing these torpedoes down that exhaust port. Okay? It isn't just going to be Alex Jones. We're all in there together. We are all in the cockpit together, going down that trench. We got the surface mainstream media guns blasting at us. We've got their disinfo ops on our tail. We've got their black ops on us. I mean, this is the real deal, but we've got the people. And there is just a swarm of patriots and freedom lovers who have broken the left-right paradigm, that don't want to be fooled again, that want to stop the total banker takeover and world government being set up. And we are together in this fight. The enemy is losing all support. And the establishment said, we want Obama because he can bring the people back into trusting the government, trusting the system. And if they succeed, they win. And look, it isn't just up to us in the Obama deception. It's all of us working together on other issues, on other topics. People out there making scores of YouTube videos exposing Obama right now. I mean, The core of the resistance is exploding right now and expanding, and I salute you all. We'll play the audio from the Obama Deception Trailer 1 when we get back.
Are you one of the millions of people who make New Year's resolutions? Are you also one of the millions who wind up breaking those resolutions? Would you like to keep at least one of those resolutions this year? Well, right now, success is one click away. Let this be the year you are going to protect yourself year-round. Pepperspray.com can help keep you safe by offering you the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web. Check out our monthly specials, as well as receiving a 10% savings by using coupon code GCN when you shop at pepperspray.com. Be proud of yourself this year for taking the biggest and easiest step in self-defense and shop pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy 2009.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Film, the title is The Obama Deception, is there's so many lies, so many things that this puppet's doing for the New World Order. So much globalism. But we're mainly going after the banking angle because that's what's going to destroy everybody financially. And all of his lies about the war, all of his lies about warrantless wiretapping. But mainly it's, hey, in the end, Obama is going to be destroyed by the New World Order politically. They're going to put the whole agenda on him, and in the end, when it, quote, doesn't work, because it's not meant to work, it's not meant to help the economy, when they're done suckering the people, it's all going to be blamed on Obama in the end, just like the whole agenda for 8 years was blamed on George W. Bush. We have to stop looking, like KRS-One said, at the Burger King manager and start talking about the Burger King franchise owners. That's a great analogy. It's very simple. When your burger's cold or your fries are cold or aren't cooked right, you come up, you say, I want to see the manager. I want a hot burger. I want good fries. And Bush comes over for 8 years. You figure out he's not going to give you a good burger. So now they say, okay, there's a new manager. Why don't we talk about the owners of the franchise? That's all I'm saying. Let's get past Obama. That's what the film's going to do. It's going to show he's a puppet, show he's a minion, show he's a liar, but say, hey, so was George Bush right out of the gates in this film, and so we can get past that and just objectively look at the real issues and say, are you really for these policies? That's like last week during the coronation, Luke Radowski's on the ground, National Guard troops surrounding him. We live video on PrisonPlanet.tv from the ground. And I said, okay, just walk up to the first person you see, give her the phone. Nice, middle-aged, over-the-hill black lady. Looks, she's about 55, 60. Hand her the phone, and I said, ma'am, have you heard about the National Compulsory Service? Yes, I'm against that. Have you heard about the warrantless wiretapping continuum? Yes, I'm against that. Have you heard about A, B, and C, the banker bailout? She goes, yeah, I'm against that. So I said, so what are you for? Well, I know what she's for. Who couldn't be for it? Our first black president. That would be a great thing if he wasn't a New World Order stooge. So it is amazing. You know, that's the only thing of substance here, is that he is half black. And that's something that's so historical and so interesting that people are caught up in that. That's the New World Order bait and switch. Here is the Obama deception trailer.
On March 15th, a carefully crafted corporate fraud will be exposed, and a vicious hoax will be revealed to the people of the world.
Contrary to the rumors that you've heard, I was not born in a manger. I was actually born on Krypton and sent here to save the planet Earth.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set.
Everybody somewhere between the ages of 18 and 25 will serve 3 months of basic training.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong.
Yes, we can.
Obama's health care plan will include COVID and voice country medical services.
Yes, we can.
Obama is a cruel hoax. He works for Wall Street. He's an agent of finance capital.
Where did you come up with the number $700 billion? Here's the Treasury spokeswoman's quote. It's not based on any particular data point. We just really wanted to come up with a really big number.
The Democrats and Republicans who've opposed this plan, I say, step up to the plate.
A few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no.
Secretary Henry Paulson is no George Washington.
I don't think anyone questions, Mr. Kashkari, that you're working hard. Our question is who you're working for.
Obama pledged that he would resume the security and prosperity partnership talks between Mexico and Canada that President Bush initiated.
The old boss is starting to look a lot like the new boss.
Robert Gates is going to remain on the job as defense secretary for at least a year.
Plenty of sources knew about this meeting, told us and others that it was at Hillary Clinton's house, but clearly it wasn't.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
We see you causing a depression so you can blow out the economy and consolidate it and bankrupt it. We know that you are enemies of free humanity, and we are here standing against your tyranny.
The Obama deception on March 15th.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. E-Foods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust E-Foods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's now winter. Hello, cold. Hello, Mr. Flu. Oh yeah, welcome aboard the ship of irritating sickness. But wait! Ahoy! The sickness answer! GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Let life change tea. Battle your yuck so you can have your life back. Bye-bye, cold. Bye-bye, Mr. Flu. And, oh, by the way, you toxins and chemicals, get the out of here. Feel better, lose weight. Call us 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. P.S. I've been drinking it for years.
This is what's going to happen in the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. The people just rise up.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
1-800-259-9231.
Oh, we said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire our muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up the squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept...
1-800-259-9231. Open phones today. Wide open phones on any issue you want to discuss.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We fired our cannon.
We fired our cannon
till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we pulled another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns
and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run in. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
All you've got to have is the will to stand up against tyranny and realize we can win. And that's easy because we don't have a choice. We're being given no quarter by the New World Order. Left, right. We are going to have open phones today. You know, I could have had some guests on, but I wanted today to have wide open phones to talk about the coronation, to talk about the fact that Obama's one of his first acts was to kill a bunch of innocent people with predator drones in Pakistan and Afghanistan, and to shift 20,000 U.S. Marines. We're talking about 10,000 more for a total of 30,000, the entire Marine Corps force. And the Marine Corps head is saying, it is now time for us to leave Iraq. Yes, they're leaving Iraq and going to Afghanistan as new Army troops are sent into Iraq to replace them. And Obama's saying, we're looking now at 16 months, having a drawdown of the troops. So they're looking. Now, remember, he was going to take them out within 6 months. I promise when I get elected, 6 months, troops are gone. Now it's, well, we're going to look at it in 16 months. George Bush, since 2 months after the invasion of Iraq, has been saying, we'll look at 16 months. They've done that three, four times. Here we are, almost 6 years later. Yes, in a month and a half, mid-March, we'll mark the sixth anniversary. 6 years ago. 6 years ago, Iraq was invaded, and Bush said, they'll be home in time for Christmas. They'll be home in less than a year. And what happened? Well, they're still there, serving two, three, four, in some cases starting their fifth tours. Yeah, they'll let them serve a year and then send them home for two, 3 months, send them right back. Over and over and over and over. And then they spin it and say, well, you support the troops, don't you? And all these billboards and TV ads about support the troops, support the war. You support the troops by not putting them in a fraudulent war. And even the Iraqi puppet government wants the United States out. Maliki saying, get out. We don't want you. Leave. And they're saying, oh, we'll look in 16 months. And then see, this is how these mind control paradigms work, these basic frauds. So that Obama looks like the liberal, because that's the same Bush policy to keep saying 16 months, then we'll look at it. 18 months, we'll look at it. Sometimes Bush would say 18, sometimes 16, Obama's saying 16. Secretary of Defense Gates comes out and says, I don't know who Obama has held over. I don't know. I don't think we should look at 16 months and put a date on it. So see, that gives you the false choice. If Gates didn't come out and say, no, I disagree that they need to stay longer, it would make it look like Obama was the same Bush policy. But by Gates coming out and playing the bad cop and saying, no, no, they need to stay longer than 16 months, now the liberals will look at Obama and say, see Obama standing up? He's fighting with Gates. See, that's the controlled choice. You see how that works? Now the debate isn't, why aren't they leaving now? Now the debate is shifted to, is it 16 months or no date? Instead of, hey, how about we leave right now? See how they play that little mind game with you? We're going to be covering that in the Obama deception film. We ran out of time there going into the break. Didn't play the last 5 seconds of the trailer. The tagline is, the Obama deception on March 15th. The people strike back. So that trailer is up on Infowars.com in super high quality from our servers. It's an example of medium quality, not our high quality. A lot of people don't even have connections to get it in our highest quality that we have it at PrisonPlanet.tv. I mean, it's as good as DVD. You can't even tell the difference. You can blow it up. You can blow up PrisonPlanet.tv, high-quality videos, like Endgame we put up there in the highest quality, and you can't tell it's on a DVD on your big-screen TV. But a lot of folks don't even have connections that can get that good, so we have it in the medium quality example for members. It's a members quality video for everybody up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. And then we have the YouTube version, And we want YouTube. People say, well, why are you still on YouTube if they're censoring you? And you know, they erased one of our videos that had over a million views last week of Building 7, BBC announcing it had fallen in its own footprint 25 minutes before it did. Because that's where things go viral. That's where there's hundreds of millions of people a day on there. That's where we have the biggest effect. Yes, people should post our videos on a lot of the other lesser video services where millions come every day, or in some cases hundreds of thousands come a day. We want to be where the action's at, where the battle's at, where the fight's at. So just because they censor us and black out our videos and erase them and play all sorts of games and reset hit counters and take away our, you know, number one awards and things so we're not on the main pages, so what? That means we're having an effect there. Continue attacking that sector. Continue in the info war. So I do hope you help us. This is step one in getting the Obama deception. We're taking the heat. We're the tip of the spear. We're going in full throttle here. We just need your support, ladies and gentlemen. And these will mail out March 15th, which is a month and a half away. And so the next few days, I'm going to put pre-order up there for people that want to have it first, because first come, first serve. Whoever orders first will be in an order. And printing out the orders that'll be stuck on those UPS packages. So the first person that orders will be the first person that that UPS package gets mailed out to. But it's not up on the Infowars.com shopping cart yet. It'll be up there in the next few days. Okay, I want to take phone calls, and then we'll get into all the latest economic developments, all the latest military developments. And there are a lot of them, but let's just start going to your calls now. Aaron in Ohio. Oh, actually, Joe in Florida was first. I missed that. Joe in Florida, then Aaron. Joe, you're on the air.
Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I'm just going to tell you, I just started listening to you, and I would like to commend you. You do an excellent job of giving us the information. I wanted to get into briefly, just real fast, is I'm an education major. I'm going to be a teacher. And I would just like to get your comment or your thought about this. Education should be the ability to freely come about and become aware. But in the classroom, one of the things I struggle with so hard is that they teach us that you have to be an authoritarian. You have to be authoritative. You cannot allow the student to have freedom in the classroom, and you have to limit them with rules. And it's a process that goes on throughout the whole education
system. And then that makes them, instead of being, you know, someone who respects the teacher and who wants to please them and learns the joys of learning, instead they begin rebelling. And
exactly.
that's in actually all the mind control pamphlets that the Department of Education puts out to the higher level folks. They don't tell the teachers. The teachers think, man, this stuff doesn't work. These are a bunch of idiots in the Department of Education. No, they're not. They're psych warfare experts. And they want, look, they knew that when they introduced suicide education in 1990, there's even been 2020 specials on this, that it would increase suicide. You know, 13-year-old girls didn't think about suicide before. Suicide was incredibly rare in people, you know, under the age of 15 or so.
What?
Now, suddenly, there's suicides everywhere with the introduction of suicide education, because they even teach you how to commit suicide. How to put a bag over your head with Freon, how to hang yourself. And then days after they have suicide education, little girls go into school bathrooms all over the country and they hang themselves, or they teach them, don't go to the medicine cabinet and take two bottles of Tylenol, you know, when your boyfriend breaks up with you. Don't commit suicide. You know, go talk to the school counselor. Then they put them on Prozac, which on the insert admittedly causes you to commit suicide. Then they go take it and then commit suicide. This is all done by design. By the way, it's a culture of death. We've heard Ted Turner and Prince Philip and all these world leaders come out and say there's too many people. We've heard Al Gore say it. Now Pelosi's saying that they want to massively increase Planned Parenthood, abortion in the U.S., saying babies are bad for our economy. So, see, this is a culture of death. Like Endgame says, they want you dead. Okay, they want you dead. But go ahead, sir.
I'm sorry. I know you're going on, and that was a good point you're making. And the thing is, I wanted to also say is that it's almost become like a chore to become educated. Like most people almost, and that's what I want to get at. You make very good claims about mind control and eugenics. It's almost like people are almost disinterested in becoming educated and learning. And learning is one of the greatest things you can do. That's why, I mean, life is so great. You learn about things, and people become, oh, I'd rather play video games. Or
yeah,
I'd
that's
rather
what the Greeks
cell phone.
Did. You know, the Greeks said you had to, when they were very young, teach them the joys of knowledge and discovery. And so first you introduced him to, you know, really amazing concepts and to the stars, and you created a love affair with knowledge, and then you made sure they understood the basics and learned to read. Once that happened, then the mind opened up to knowledge, and then it's just exponential. But no, by design, they make it to where it's by rote. They make it to where it's boring. They make it to where it's frustrating.
And with the whole eugenics thing, I just, because I know you're busy and I'm sure you got so many callers, and I just want to thank you for taking your time and just talking to me. I think you're a real good, cool dude, and I'm glad that we got somebody up there on the front line. But with people, like when people want to say, oh, there's no such thing as eugenics or like control of the population, what do you, and I hate to say it, I'm not looking down on anybody for smoking cigarettes or alcohol or anything like that. In moderation, everything's awesome. But look at the numbers we have for people dying from cigarettes or alcohol or just so many things that, like, what is the purpose of cigarettes again? I understand that it's a good stress reliever, and I understand that. But
No, I mean, obviously it's bad, but humans have always taken drugs and done things to excess that's bad for them. It's just the globalists accentuate all that and push a culture of decadence and weakness where people don't stand up and say no. Good to hear from you, Joe. Aaron in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
If there was a psychological attack on the people, how do you detect something like that and then fight against it?
Well, I mean, there's multifaceted systems of propaganda and psychological attack. But, I mean, cynically having the bankers create the implosion of the economy by design, then loot us for tens of trillions globally, 8.5 at least here in the United States, and then not tell the public where the money's going, and there's no discussion of investigations of all these bankers who stole all this money or all these derivatives or all these Ponzi schemes. The whole Wall Street thing is Madoff. You know, Madoff was the head of the NASDAQ, the founder of it. So, I mean, just look at that psych warfare. The very people that engineered this collapse by design, the very ones looting everything in a dictatorship, a coup by Wall Street, are the ones posing as saviors, telling us that we have collective responsibility for this, and as if the American people engineered this, and that we're all going to have to roll up our sleeves and basically be slaves. I mean, it's sick. I mean, that's psychological warfare right there. Or lying about WMDs and then going and attacking two nations and killing over 1,300,000 people conservatively just in the last 5.75 years, almost 6 years in March. And then just kind of now that Bush is gone, forgetting about that, now the war is depoliticized, and then Obama goes back on his promise and says, well, we'll look at the troops taking them out in 16 months. I mean, there's psych warfare right there. And then saying, you're not a good guy. You're not a patriot. You hate the troops if you don't want them to be in all these countries. If you don't want the troops to attack Serbia and bomb them with DU and blow up all their infrastructure and lie about them in the media and say that they attacked the Muslims, you know, you're bad. Or, you know, if you're not for overthrowing Iran and putting a puppet dictatorship in, you're bad. Or if you're not for the White House putting out a PDD, ordering a known Wahhabist, which is real al-Qaeda, to attack Iran for 5 years, and then go on the news and say Iran is al-Qaeda, while criminals in the U.S. government are funding real al-Qaeda to attack Iran. I mean, it's all just an outrageous fraud.
I got a DVD in the mail called Obsession, and I wondered if you've ever heard
anything about that. Neocon propaganda to demonize the Muslims, and the very Muslim groups they show are the radical Muslim groups in the 50s that the Pentagon radicalized and paid for their madrasa books to teach them to hate the West, to teach them to hate secular government, so they would overthrow mainline governments that would have made the Middle East and Central Asia first world. So, yes, that's the globalists pointing at the – and those radical Muslims were always there. The West went and funded them and used them to overthrow mainline secular governments in the name of fighting communism – which it wasn't, so that they would, and now they use those same radical Muslims to attack Serbia, then the U.S. comes into their aid, or to attack the United States as a pretext to invade other countries. The radical Muslims work for the globalists. You understand how that works?
A lot. Yes,
you understand that? Do you understand that?
I just don't understand how someone's supposed to fight against something like that, because they have all the doctors and, you know, all the technology, and they only give us a little bit. Like, they give us cell phones that are track and trace your move, and I don't know how much, but...
Yeah, they only dole out a little bit, and then all of it is to oppress and control, whereas the technologies could just be neutral. They're designed for dehumanization. Here's the deal. If you're aware of their program and you're aware of the technocracy, it doesn't matter if the elite are 30, 40 years advanced of us under the national security cloak in advanced technological grid above our technological system. And that's what it is. We're in the matrix. I mean, we're being inserted into the physical matrix right now, but there's already a true matrix grid. If we are aware of that, and then of course it's ridiculous that Obama's going to change anything or Bush is going to change anything. We can go past the left-right dummy fight they get us in and then see the global managers, and then it won't matter how high-tech their technology is because they still need us to be fooled to the trick so that we go along with it. Being aware of it is the key.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate you taking my call.
I appreciate you, sir. We'll come back and go to John, Thomas, Gary, Tim, and many others. Continual wide-open phones today at 1-800-259-9231. The websites are prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com, prisonplanet.com. And I just want to thank all of you for your support by being PrisonPlanet.tv members, all of you that buy the books and videos at InfoWars.com, the best titles we've found, and, of course, the films I've made, the book I've written, the book I've published, all available at InfoWars.com. Transmission continues in the defense of the human species against the technocrats, the scientific dictators.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Ira Haynes, call him drunken Ira Haynes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people. There's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down the ditches a thousand years, the waters grew Iowa's people's crops, till the white man stole their water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Iowa's folks were hungry, and their land grew crops of weeds. When war came, Iowa volunteered and forgot the white man's greed.
Call him drunken Ira Haynes.
We are back live and going straight back to your phone calls. Wide open phones today. John in Illinois, you're on the air. Welcome.
How's it going today, Alex?
Good, sir.
Yep, that's great to hear. I'm glad to hear you're doing a piece on Obama. When was that release date again?
March 15th.
March 15th. A couple of quick questions. Is Fabled Enemies and Truth Rising going to be available for purchase on other websites other than your own?
There are some websites, some bulk purchasers that sell them.
Okay, yeah. I mean, do you think it's ever going to get distributed to retail stores like, you know, Borders or Barnes & Noble or anything like that, like Endgame and Terrorstorm War?
You know, I did that with those two films, and it was somewhat successful. Frankly, I had just been so busy that we didn't do those deals with the last two films.
Okay, that's great to hear. Getting back to Obama, isn't it funny? A lot of these anti-war lefties, you know, thought he was going to end the war in Iraq and scale back things, and wow, he goes ahead and starts bombing Pakistan.
That's right, and during all the euphoria, they're kind of going, well, he's got to do it. You know, it's keeping us safe from Al-Qaeda. So a total bait and switch. They politicized it. They made the war all about George Bush. And then now that he's gone, it's like, ah, forget about the war. That's a forgotten thing. We need to continue that.
Yes, sirree.
All right, good to hear. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, what do you think the probability that he's going to instigate war with Russia?
Well, I appreciate your call. You could see the last 6 months of the Bush administration, it was already kind of the Clintonistas and the old Bush senior guard. So Bush 41, Clinton 42, President 42's people in there, and the new policy already started with the encirclement of Russia, and that had been going on unceasingly ever since the Cold War, never really stopped there. So absolutely, and they're probably going to stage more terror attacks internationally, even here domestically. You know, that could come at any time. They're just continuing all the same rhetoric. We've got to fight Al-Qaeda. We've got to, if anybody hits us here in America, we're going to go after you. It's just going to be more of the same. And Obama's saying, look, we got hit. We got to do all this. Because Obama is a puppet. It's all a distraction. The exact same agenda is going to continue, just with a little bit softer rhetoric now. And we're already seeing them shift the propaganda right back to the basic things that Bush was saying. We're going to break and come back in 70 seconds and go to Thomas in Illinois, Gary Tim, Garl, Gary Travis, and many, many others that are patiently holding. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. I love taking calls. I love all the interesting directions you take us in. Later, I'm going to break down what happened in Pakistan. We're going to break down the latest economic developments as well. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.